And welcome to the Tales of Longbox podcast. This is episode 267. What we are reading.
206? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot, isn't it? I am Chris Mosby.
I am.
And we might potentially have spoilers. I'm not sure yet. We'll get to that. Anyway,
it's all about the spoilers. I'm Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Yeah. I can see again. I got new glasses, and I can see.
Wow.
I don't have to climb up on my desk and put my face up against the monitor to read anymore, and I'm so happy.
That's very good.
That sounds very inefficient, Chris.
Yeah, it is. It's much better now that I'm arm's length away, and I can see it, and I don't even have to squint. It's just awesome.
Wait a minute. Aren't you in charge?
Hmm?
Work stuff.
Charge of what?
Work stuff.
Yeah.
And
I still, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not as in charge as I used to be. I'm in charge of other things. That's some good news, by the way. I've moved up to the point where they feel I'm better off figuring out ways to make things better and not so much as dealing with clients. So I'm a happy camper. I handed off a very difficult client this week, and I sat back and laughed at all the political crap that's going on that the new guy took and over, and I'm just playing in my lab, so happy time.
I'm picturing that conversation with your boss. So, Chris, you know, that whole people thing,
yeah,
you know, not so much. Okay, we're gonna try a different direction here.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, they even got me in charge of training other people. It's amazing. I got to run meetings and everything. That part I'm not too fond of. But hey, what are you gonna do?
Look at you, you're grown up.
I do it in my pajamas. So I guess it's okay.
Totally.
Cash in the checks.
That's right.
All about the
no pants for me.
No pants. Pants. What was that song? Pants around the ankles or something? I don't know.
I don't know. That one I haven't heard. I'm not
oh,
sure.
Murray's got to know
that's
that one.
That's an American Idol classic.
Oh, American Idol classic.
Sung
okay,
by
good.
The. I'm pretty sure that was William Hung, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't William Hung. No, it was some old black guy who came in there.
Yes, you're right. Oh, I can picture it now.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. I remember seeing that now. Okay.
I'm ever so slightly ashamed with myself that I was able to make that poll and you were not able to, Murray.
I was just testing you.
Oh, God. Yes, my love for the Real Wives of Beverly Hills is finally going to come out during this podcast.
Oh, we always knew.
That's my favorite.
So,
that's your favorite
of the Wives series. That one is.
Oh, okay.
This one went downhill quick, dude.
Are you one of those people who thought Baywatch was actually a representative of what life in America was like?
Oh no! I didn't ever watch Baywatch.
Okay.
Oh God, why not?
It was just dumb. Well, it was not.
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch it for the plot.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
The slow-mo shots of
slow-mo, that's right. Yeah, they're making a movie, you know.
Yes. They are.
Yes, they are. Yes. The Rock is behind it.
Yes, he's the new David Hasselhoff.
He's in everything. They love him in Germany as well.
Yeah. That's good stuff. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, what we are reading. It's been a while since we've all been together.
I know.
So it's good to hear your all's voices.
Mm-hmm.
I had a rough week last week and didn't get much of what I planned on doing. I was most of my time off and on working with my car when I wasn't working.
Honestly, God, Chris, all this adult conversation from you is really bringing me down. It's really harshing
me. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But, will it help you help to know that for the last maybe 3 hours I've been sitting here at the computer reading comics?
Good boy.
Okay. So I've been catching up, especially with Nightwing, because I've still got one issue left. I was saving that for the last because I knew I had a feeling it was going to be good.
So what do you think of that Raptor character?
I know what I haven't read the last one yet, but I think it's Batman in disguise, really.
I will not spoil it for you. I
would put it past him. But yeah, that's an interesting character. I like it.
Raptor the anti-Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Batman to do something like that.
I kept thinking with all the hype that they were making on, I don't know, whether it was Newsarama or Bleeding Cool or something like that, about how Batgirl was so shocked about what Nightwing had done in 2 weeks ago's issue. I was reading, like, nothing really kind of happened here. What's all the hullabaloo? And
yeah, it's not, you know, I thought that was a little bit much. Oh, you let an innocent man die. Oh, my God. I just literally finished that right before you came online.
Skype?
Skype, yes. Yes, Skype. I was looking at a tweet that somebody had tagged me in, and my brain went the other direction.
I don't tweet.
I know you don't.
All the tempest in the teapot about what she thought of the whole thing, and it turned out all for nothing.
Yeah, I figured.
So,
it's far more important what Starfire thinks.
didn't she leave?
Leave Dick's heart? Never.
Oh, well, that's true.
She's always right in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got that whole alternate universe thing going on. Well, but no, yeah. I'm really, you were right, I'm really enjoying it. It reminds me a lot of Chuck Dixon's run. A lot more talking than action in it, but it's good. I like it. They're finally doing that character right again. And it's really good. But I've been keeping up with all the... Well, no, I'll just jump right in. What I'm reading. I've been reading all the DC stuff. Not all of it all the way through, but I might have said on another podcast, or we were just talking before or after the show, that I made a commitment to read all the... At the very least... Read the Rebirth issue, and if they didn't have a Rebirth issue, read the very first issue of whatever comes out. Not all of it is great. Some of it is awesome. Some of it I've continued reading. Some of it I have not. Some of it I'm probably not going to continue reading. Trying to see, what am I most disappointed about?
Everyone's reading DC right now. Well, not everyone. I mean, they
yeah.
For oh, I mean, they've actually held their lead for a month and a half now. Normally, they get these first issue bumps and then immediately mm-hmm. tank back down to, you know, high second place. But they've held first place between, you know, sales wise.
Yeah, it seems like I read somewhere that didn't they they've sold like 20 million more copies than they did when New 52 came out or something like that. The number 20 million is in my head, but I don't remember the context.
It's my new contract with Charles Schwab. No,
Oh, is it?
No.
That'd be nice. Dinner on you then.
Over the next 60 years.
There you go. Speaking of things that have come out new, have we all read the new Doom Patrol?
I did read it. I bought it this weekend and read it yesterday.
And how about you?
I have read it, but given Murray's Doom Patrol fascination, I really actually was looking forward to hearing his point of view on it before I That was mine.
Well, I'll tell you, my comments on it are really quick, so I'll just get it out there. Huh?
Was that a question? Pretty much how is that a question mark or an exclamation point?
It's kind of both, actually. If it was written out, there'd be exclamation, question. So I didn't really hate it because I really don't know what the hell just happened. When I read that, I'm like, what?
There
so,
you go.
You know, I'm going to have to come back for the next issue just to figure out what the hell happened.
Well, I'm coming back for the second issue. I liked it.
Okay.
The Doom Patrol I love is the original team. So I love me some Cliff, some Rita, some Larry, some Chief.
Okay.
And this had none of those. Well, I guess it had Cliff in there a little bit.
We got the Chief playing keyboard.
You got the Chief, yeah, playing the keyboard. That's right. He's there too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Grant Morrison run, but mm-hmm. I liked it more for the character stuff he did than the weirdo stuff he did, because he there was a lot of weirdo stuff in there, but there's like a good strong character story that goes all the way through his run, so that's kind of cool. So I have a feeling this is going to have strong characters. Like, we were introduced to a couple of really neat new characters. And the writer guy, what's his name? Gerard Way. Yeah.
Gerard Way did good
stuff. Like, I liked Umbrella Academy. I always enjoyed it. It was a little freaky and I didn't understand all of it, I don't think.
Well,
he admitted that was his Umbrella Academy was his Doom Patrol homage. So
I think I will enjoy it. I think. I'm hoping we'll see the rest. I'm hoping we'll see the tradition. I want to see. Ideally, my ideal Doom Patrol would be the Silver Age Doom Patrol, just again and again and again, done forever, and it could be out of continuity. And that would be my ideal Doom Patrol. But this, I think, has got potential. The art is cool. I really like the art.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's bright. It's cartoony. The coloring is great. I think it'll be a good... Yeah, I mean, the first issue doesn't have much of a story. It's lots of setup. And lots of...
Oh, that's what it was.
Oh, for sure. Lots of weird stuff going on with hamburgers and bugs and...
Exploding roommates.
Yeah, totally. But there was nothing in it that made me go, ugh, this isn't what I would like. It was cool. So I will come back for seconds. And yeah, probably other.
Did you like the Oolong version of?
I did. I loved that version. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there was, I mean, obviously there were a lot of, there was plenty of callbacks to that in this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Like.
See, I think. I'm trying to think how much Doom Patrol I've actually read, and this might be the first one that was by itself, not involved with some other thing. I'm trying to think.
If I had to rank Doom Patrols, I would go with 60s being my favorite, and then the Giffen version. And then probably the John Arcudi version, and then Morrison, and then...
Byrne?
Byrne, and then the Kupperberg? No, Byrne. Really? Byrne,
okay.
Morrison, Kupperberg, Rachel Pollack.
Pollock one sucked, but that was my opinion.
Terrible. I haven't been able to make it through it yet, but
okay.
Someday I will.
I'm surprised you ranked the Byrne above the Kupperberg stuff. I mean, the Kupperberg stuff was the rejuvenation for me, but
yeah. See, here's the thing.
Well, it looks like
what's that?
Just Well, I'm just saying, because I was trying to see if, because DC's been reprinting a lot of older stuff. And some of it they're doing in omnibuses, and some of it they're doing in actual, trade format a little bit of a time. And it looks like they're doing Grant Morrison's Doom Patrol. And they've already got two of those out. And then they put out an omnibus of it a long time ago. But they're actually, May of next year, they're starting out with the Silver Age version, doing trades of it.
That would be great.
So I'll have to start looking at those and pick those up. I mean, they're really doing a lot of stuff.
Totally.
Right now.
What were you going to say about the Kupperberg?
Okay, so I would put Byrne above Kupperberg because Byrne as an artist was still pretty okay in that run. And the Kupperberg run had Steve Lytle.
Right.
And yuck. I mean, it was probably the best Steve Lytle work I've seen. But for me, that's a pretty low bar. Like, he's never, ever done it for me. His Doom Patrol stuff is better than anything else I've seen from him.
Better than his Legion. Okay, got it.
Ugh, so much better than his lumpy Legion. Ugh. I can't even. Blah. But it's still, I would never go out of my way. Yeah. And then a bunch of no-name artists, and you had Eric Larson, who did some cool stuff on the book, but he wasn't there for very long.
So it's the art that elevates the Byrne run over the Kupperberg run.
Yeah,
stories
are probably equally dumb, boring.
Okay.
But Byrne had Metamorpho, so that kind of bumps it up. And Kupperberg had Checkmate, so, blah.
Okay.
I think Checkmate was in there. I don't know. It's been a while. I haven't even, I've never reread that stuff, so maybe I should.
Sure.
But, blah. Anyway, this Doom Patrol has got potential, so I'm in. I want to see that one. And I think I'll probably read Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye.
Yeah, that looked interesting to me. I don't know why, but it does.
It looks quirky. It looks fun and cartoony.
Yeah.
And I will give Shade the Changing Girl an issue. I didn't love the preview they put in the back of Doom Patrol.
Yeah, that was weird.
But
I hated the preview. I hated it. So I'm just
yeah, I didn't. But
that was very
strange. The author. Yes. I love the writer. She's done some great stuff. So hopefully. Hopefully there'll be more of a balance between the weirdo stuff and the story stuff.
See, my fear with this Young Animals thing is that they're going to do weird for the sake of weird. Because I don't think Morrison, when he went that direction with Doom Patrol or with Animal Man, that it went weird just to be weird. That's just where the story happened to go.
Well, Morrison, he always seems like he has a plan.
Yeah.
No matter, I mean, it might be a weird plan or a crazy plan, but he at least seems to have some kind of plan.
No, and I get that. That's why I think that is my concern with the Young Animals, the Young Animal line, is that they're going to say, okay, what were, as children of the 80s, which these writers are, or maybe the 90s, their memories of these characters or these storylines are the funky out there. And I've never read the Ditko Shade the Changing Man stuff, so I don't know if those were how out there those were. But I did read it, at least the first two storylines of the Vertigo Shade. And again, they just were weird to as a service, as part of the story. But it wasn't, the story was supporting the weirdness. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So I think, and
I share your concern, but I think if they've got good talent, the story will complement the weird, or the weird will complement the story. Fingers crossed.
And Gerard Way is, I mean, you know, in and out of comic books is very talented. I mean, his comic book stuff that I read of his has been good. You know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of My Chemical Romance. I enjoy the band, and you know, he seems like a smart guy when I've read interviews with him. So I have hope. So
yeah,
fingers crossed.
I think Umbrella Academy is the only thing of his I've read. I think I still got the second volume to read, but I'll have to check that out. But yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Well, more to come. I don't know much about the cybernetic, the Cave Carson thing, but I will, like you, Chris, I've made a commitment. I will at least check out the first issues as these things start to trickle out.
A title like that, Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye.
Yeah.
That's just,
it is. It's out there, isn't it?
They can't be expecting sales above 10,000, though. I mean, they've got to be knowing that that book is going to sell incredibly low.
Yeah, I would think so.
And go with it. I mean, they should, if they can't commit to 12 issues knowing that the book is going to sell terribly compared to a normal DC book, then DC has got a huge, huge awakening coming. And I haven't read what their expectations are, so I hope that
they've published what their expectations are, because the last one they did.
Oh, we expect this book to sell like shit.
No. But I mean, when they, like with DCU, when they said, we'll give them all 12 issues, and then didn't. Well, I mean, they did, I guess.
Some.
Reluctantly.
Most.
Reluctantly, but some. Yeah, they got some blowback for canceling and uncanceling Omega Man and canceling Prez and...
Yeah.
However, you know.
It's a good thing that that they're not in charge anymore.
Now, Prez is going to get... Isn't she getting a closeout in some... I want to say, like, Catwoman special or something?
I really have no idea on that
one. I think
it's,
like, 10 pages or something.
Okay. I enjoyed that book, so incredibly topical now. If they were to publish it now and promote it versus our current election cycle here in the States, that book I don't know if it would necessarily sell amazing, but it would sell a lot more copies than it did.
The trade would do really well. Yeah,
I probably would. That's a good point.
The whole marketing versus substance component of the book.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Huge. 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 Mm-hmm. We're getting fired.
Okie dokie.
Well,
speaking of
so,
one, I don't know if you picked it up, but the Jeff Lemire's Moon Knight over at Marvel has been, that is definitely an homage to Morris. I mean, he keeps coming up in this conversation, but it is very psychological. Actually, it's more Gaiman. Let me rephrase that. It's more Gaiman than Morrison.
Really?
It is. It's very slow, shockingly, for a Lemire book. Lemire usually has got some good action-packed issues going on when he was doing Green Arrow or Hawkeye, but this is it's good. I mean, you got it. It's going to read really well as a trade. I'm convinced that the first storyline, dear to digest as a trade. But I don't care what the reviewers are saying. I enjoy it.
I don't think I'd even heard about it. Huh.
To tell you the truth, I haven't really been paying that much attention to Marvel since the Rebirth.
I don't think Moon Knight made the cut past after... Civil War II, but we'll see. I know that they're being cagey about their post Civil War II stuff.
Yeah, I saw that the last issue was like delayed till November or something like
December.
That. I did see that. Was it December? Yeah, I knew it was something like that. Though it did seem like I saw something about on when I was doing my order on DCBS that they had a. they're putting a bunch of new number ones out again, and they have Now in the front. Now, and then the title name, number one.
Oh, good Lord.
So they're doing that thing.
That's smart. That means they're going to dominate the middle of the racks.
Mm-hmm.
If everything starts with N.
That's so true. Yeah.
And you walk in, there'll be all the stuff at one end of the rack, and then the Now right dead mm-hmm. center. And that's good marketing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then I don't know whether it's gonna make the cut. But if you like Lemire, this is different than what you might be used to from his Arrow-based books that he's done over the past couple of years, or his he's doing Old Man Logan over there as well at Marvel, which is I enjoy the hell out of that book. But I'm also a huge fan of Sorrentino, who he worked with on Green Arrow, who's doing the art on Old Man Logan, which just blows my mind that this guy paints those issues month after month on time. He puts his freaking book out on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. I'm looking it up. Now, Black Panther World of Wakanda. Now, Fool Killer. You got Now Ghost Rider, Now Invincible Iron Man number one, Now Thanos number one. Oh, by Jeff Lemire, actually.
Speaking of.
Yes. Yes, Now Ultimates. Now Unworthy Thor.
Oh, with Odin's son as opposed to Thor. Good.
And Now Avengers by Mark Waid. And so that's what they're doing.
Brilliant.
People
at Marvel are going to have a huge January.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever month this Now thing starts.
But the other thing I bought that month was the Mark Waid Daredevil Omnibus. So,
You're not going to get Champions?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's Mark Waid.
I know. I haven't read. The only thing I'm reading of his is the Black Widow thing with Samnee.
Is that still going?
Yeah, it's only been three issues.
It vanished.
Let me look, sir. Why, yes. Black Widow. Where did it go? Well, it was on here. Yes, three issues. Wow. Oh, wait, no, it's been six. I take that back. There's only three issues on my device at the moment.
God, I must have blinked and missed them.
Yes, there's been six whole entire issues.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it had been out longer than...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be going longer. Round of Marvel Now.
Well, I don't think it's coming out regularly. I subscribe to it, so I wouldn't miss an issue. But I mean, it's good. It's just not good as his Daredevil run, and I haven't checked any of his other stuff he's doing. I know he's doing that all was it All New Avengers, or now it's going to be Now Avengers, and then the next reboot it'll be Later Avengers.
Now Later Avengers.
Now Later, yes. And then Now Much Later. Sorry. Okay, enough about that.
No. I the last issue of Black Widow that I remember is that she tricked Tony Stark. That's the last one I recall. So I don't know what number that was. Maybe it was number 5, 6. I had no clue.
Something like, maybe 4. I'd have to look.
Tricked Tony Stark into marriage?
I don't remember. She that tricked one him into something.
Well, they've got Samnee painting her to look like a lot like Scarlett Johansson now. So setting aside Scarlett Johansson's intelligence and personality, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, Scarlett it's
ScarJo. Don't go there, please.
What? I'm sorry, that's just what the tabloids call her.
Yeah, yes. If you're nothing else, you're a font of tabloid trivia. I appreciate it about you.
She hasn't been in the tabloids recently, for what it's worth.
Good.
Well, okay. If it'll make you feel better, I did see a movie of hers that I didn't care for.
All of them?
No. She did one called Lucy that was, oh my God, that was bad.
Oh, see, I enjoyed Lucy, but not because of her. I'm a big fan of the director, so.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't care for that.
Luc Besson.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. I've seen other things of his.
Fifth Element, Professional.
Oh, Fifth Element. Yes. I knew that sounded familiar. No, I really didn't care for that movie. I don't know why.
Which, Lucy?
All the good parts were shown in the trailers.
I hadn't seen anything. Maybe that was it. Maybe I went in with zero expectations. I didn't even know she was in it. I think I went into it. We rented it because of Luc Besson.
Okay.
And when she appeared on screen, I was like, oh, crap.
I'm trying to think. What else? Okay, see.
She's not a smart person, but she can play one on film.
Well, that's all that's needed.
I don't want to talk to her. I just want to look at her.
Now, what about... I have a theory about DC. Can we go into spoiler territory here for a second?
You go for it.
Sure.
Okay, so... I don't... Have you, either of you either read the latest issue of Detective or read the news about it?
I've read the news.
Yes. Yes, okay. I saw that there was a big hubbubaloo about it, so I put it to the top of my stack and did read it, yes.
Okay, so spoilers again. So Tim Drake gets captured by the mysterious Oz character. That's how the issue ends, right? And everyone thinks he's dead. Okay. So in the first issue of Superwoman, they kill Lois Lane, right? Or they kill the new 52 version of Lois Lane. She's dead. Okay. Right. Or maybe not so much. I have a theory that throughout all the DC books, we're going to see characters, quote unquote, dying that are fairly high profile, B-level characters. They're going to, quote unquote, die, and they're all getting gathered up by Oz for some big event that will be coming up in a year or so.
Now, it's funny you say that.
Oh.
Because that, I don't know if you've known, but that character... He hadn't had a name, but he's been in the Superman book since New 52.
Oz has? Okay.
Yes.
I did not
know
that.
They keep showing the guy, and he's watching this big screen, and he's got that staff thing with the cloak, and he's like, oh, he was always, you know, talking to the screen and watching Superman. Hmm. That's been in there for a while. So
I thought it was pure Rebirth. I thought that came out of Rebirth number one.
Oh, that's been in there for quite a while.
Okay.
So I'm surprised to see it in more books.
Oh.
I saw some a snippet, and I didn't get a chance to read it on one of the comic sites. It said is Ray Palmer the Atom in that prison too? Where that came from, I don't know.
I predict that he's gathering heroes, and they're all going to, you know, people aren't going to be looking for them because the other characters will not be looking for them because they're going to think they're dead. And then at some point they're all going to pop up as a Justice League type gathering to save the world, you know, or yes. Crisis number one type thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the crisis didn't happen. So remember,
oh, my bad. That awesome huge crossover series from the mid-80s that didn't actually occur. My bad.
Yes, because that was retconned.
I think the retcon has been forgotten about.
it was retconned out. Retconned in.
Yes.
Retconned?
Okay, see, that the Superman we got now is the post-crisis Superman. That's why he's in the Rebirth universe, because there was no universe to go back to when he helped stop the crisis.
Dun dun dun.
See, people don't remember that, but yeah,
it was retconned out.
Yes, it was. That hell, I can't even Convergence. That's it. I couldn't even remember the name of it. That had a lot more lasting effects than I thought it would. So, okay. Talking about Rebirth, what book have you read that has most disappointed you?
I don't know if I've read any. I've only been picking up the ones I want to read.
Okay.
Anyway, so I haven't really been disappointed.
Okay, well, good.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman.
Well, what? Wonder Woman? Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that one. That I have an issue I haven't read yet over here. That hasn't been as good. I think the one I was most surprised about was Superwoman.
Ooh, I like that one.
That was really good, and I'm really surprised I liked it. What was this other one? Detective Comics is even better than I'd hoped. It is just ridiculously awesome. trying to think. I'm disappointed in The Flash. I just can't. Barry Allen died in a crisis, which, you know, that didn't happen now, but I just can't get into that character anymore. I don't know, which is sad because The Flash used to be my favorite. One of my favorites, I should say.
You should. You would absolutely. You know what book you would hate, which I really loved? Deathstroke.
I read earlier today, or was it last night? I read the Rebirth one. I didn't care for it.
I didn't think you would. The huge anti-hero thing going on there. I mean, you just. I know that you have. Yeah. You have a thing with bad guys being the hero of the book, and
I just don't like it. I mean, I don't know. It's
I love Chris Priest stuff. So I was there.
Yeah.
From the get go.
Not to let's see.
A lot of callbacks to the Perez Wolfman version of.
Yes.
Of Deathstroke.
Absolutely.
Wintergreen being a huge, huge part of the book.
So. And I'm really disappointed in that Green Lanterns title, too. Oh, my God.
Is that still going?
Yes. I just finished another. I'm going to unsubscribe from that because I'm just not feeling it.
Well.
Now, the Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern Corps is awesome, in my opinion.
Well, that's good because if one of them's going to be good, you want Hal Jordan to be.
Oh, and I tell you what, if you haven't read All-Star Batman, holy crap. It's like, it's not in continuity in any way, shape, or form. But the story in it, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like a Sin City tale, almost. It's that brutal.
You know what it reminded me of? I only read the first one. I know number two is out, but it reminded me of that movie Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, yes, exactly.
It's
wild.
Yeah, that was, can't remember who the director on that was, but yeah, kind of just a constant one thing after another, just, you know, Die Hard meets Batman kind of thing. It was enjoyable.
Yeah,
I hope number two is.
Oh, it is. It's. I thought they couldn't top the first one, but it was one of those where, like, every time I turn a page, it's like, oh, they didn't. Yes, they did. Yeah, that's good. Really enjoying that.
And what about the two Batgirl books that are out there?
I have liked Batgirl. I haven't read the Birds of Prey yet.
It's okay. I'm probably only going to stick with that long enough to find out who the new Oracle is. I actually like the Batgirl book better. I wasn't going to get any more, but I went ahead and bought the next one and actually enjoyed it. So, Blue Beetle took a turn that I wasn't expecting. with the way they're doing it, but I like it.
Yeah, I like Blue Beetle too.
Mm-hmm. Cyborg Rebirth, I don't have any idea where they're going with that. Not sure if I really care. Be honest, I'm sorry. I like the Cyborg character, but I just can't grasp him being anything but a Teen Titan. That's just the way I grew up. So I'm trying to give him his own book, and especially what they did with the Rebirth, I just doesn't make any sense to me. And they really did change his origin a lot. Well, I should say the background of it. It was already changed with New 52.
I like the emotional stuff that they threw into the Rebirth issue about how they were working to save his mom and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't read a lot of the current Cyborg stuff, so I don't know if they made that part of the new continuity, but they never addressed that after his dad passed away in the Titans book, in that really cool issue where he died. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that he's cool because he died, but it was just well written.
Yeah.
They really never got much into his family after that. I mean,
no,
Just so his uncle. Uncle and aunt.
Uncle? Really?
Is that right? Yeah.
I remember his grandparents.
Oh, grandparents.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Grandparents, that's what I'm thinking. Not uncle. Yeah. Grandparents. You're right.
Pardon me.
No, that's cool. I thought maybe there were characters I didn't know, and that wouldn't surprise me in the least bit.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they brought that in. I know in the series that they were just doing, they had an AI version of his mom running around. So I don't know if they're going to continue or not.
I stopped reading that, but yeah, that was seems like I saw something about that.
It's good. I enjoyed it. Again,
I'm surprised they haven't made Teal Morrow a bad guy yet. He's still in the Red Room.
Give it time.
Yeah, true.
They've got to establish his Cyborg's got to have his own rogues gallery.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I love Paul Pettlier. That's how you say his name. I love that art.
He does good stuff.
Yeah, I really like that.
I was surprised to see that they changed the Cyborg movie, though, to be a Titans movie instead of a Cyborg movie.
Cyborg movie? What are you talking about?
When they were doing...
Yeah.
All the solo movies for the Justice League characters, they decided to...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they changed his to be a team movie with the Titans. Sort of how like they changed the Green Lantern one to be Green Lanterns as opposed to just a Hal Jordan movie.
Well, I just don't... That character... I don't know why I feel that way, but I just don't think he can carry a whole movie by himself. I don't know why I have that feeling, but I don't think he can carry a book by himself unless they do a lot more character development. I don't think they've really done much to develop his character. He's still kind of like he's like their, transportation to the Justice League. I mean, he's supposed to be one of the, that's just my observation. It seems like he's still considered second class almost, even though he is in the Justice League. The best characterization I've seen of him is that one little issue they did showing Dick Grayson when he was still Robin and him leading the Justice League. That's the best of him I've seen. It's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
So.
Right or wrong, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think I don't know if I'll read any more Birds of Prey or not. That it's okay. But Action Comics and Superman, I'm really enjoying it a lot. I like what they're doing with the kid. I'm an issue behind on Red Hood and the Outlaws, but I kind of like the way they went with that.
Now, when is the Super Sons book coming out?
Last I heard, they haven't said.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to say it's been delayed
It's unofficially unofficially delayed. Yeah. So, well, I was looking at the solicits for September on DCBS's page, and they just had one of the DC books shows, you know, Superman and Batman standing looking at each other, and then the, you know, Superboy and Damian looking at each other, you know. Yeah, there it is right there, which is Superman number 10.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe they'll get something going there.
They're doing the slow burn on bringing Superboy or John, or I guess he's officially Superboy now, into the DCU. So I was like, we should have already been at that point based on the original solicits, but...
Yeah, I don't remember how that went. Let me see. They've been putting checklists...
Maybe they just don't want to rush the Superboy...
Good.
Book.
Yeah, I think
like,
that's
I think
the best
maybe
thing.
They want to establish him as a character and then go from there.
Yeah, they need to... I think that was the mistake that they made with the 52 stuff, is doing all that crap at once. It made it, it was too much. And doing it this way, yeah, and I tell you what, Tomasi and Gleason on doing the Superman book is just, I just love it. They are so great together. Really enjoying that book. I'm trying to find a checklist. They've been putting checklists at the end of some of these. I can't find any. Anyway.
I know Teen Titans, the pre-Rebirth issue, the series just wrapped up, so the new Rebirth version is finally going to come around.
Okay.
To that, with Rot,
behind
with Damian and Raven and Starfire finally comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just saw an ad for Raven getting her own book.
Not a Rebirth book, according to Marv Wolfman.
Really? Okay.
It is just a mini-series. I think it's 4 issues.
It seems like I read that, yeah.
But it is, he was doing a little begging campaign, at least on Facebook, about it, saying, hey, this is not, they're not promoting it as a Rebirth book, but it is going to be out there. So please buy my work.
Well, all right then. Okay.
Right then. Well, I went back and I reread Rucka's first Wonder Woman run.
Oh.
Okay.
Because I couldn't remember what I thought of it. And it was not bad. It was not bad.
They've got that. They're trading. I noticed they're reprinting that in a trade just recently.
In rereading, does it live up to the, the way that everyone said, hey, it was so great.
You know what? It's a good, solid run that ends abruptly, terribly.
Wasn't it canceled or something?
It was canceled to make way for, like, it was as soon as Infinite Crisis hits, or the lead up to Infinite Crisis, I guess. So when Wonder Woman kills Max Lord, the book kind of loses steam, loses direction. And that's kind of the end of the book, so that they can set up the new Wonder Woman series coming that came out of Infinite Crisis with Alan Heinberg and the Dodgsons on the art.
Oh, so that aborted attempt, right.
Yeah, so it ended terribly, and I don't know how much of it was editorially suggested, and how much of it was, like, there's a character that we're introduced in the very first issue of his run, who's kind of our point of view character,
mm-hmm.
who then is revealed to be a... like a double agent or a sleeper agent for Checkpoint or probably Checkpoint. It's Checkmate? Checkmate.
Oh, Checkmate. Okay.
whatever that. I don't know. It just, it didn't. There's a lot of stuff that either gets wrapped up really quickly or that comes from out of nowhere, and the series doesn't end well. But the, like, for about 20, 24 issues, it's a good solid read. The first arc is pretty, his Wonder Woman's voice is pretty strident. She's very, look at me, I'm perfect, I'm ideal, I don't eat animals, I'm vegan, I'm this, I'm that, I'm, like, it's, it's very, very strident, but I think it's supposed to be. But after that, the book kind of settles into a rhythm, and it has a pretty consistent voice, and there's a lot of not subplots, but there are a lot of supporting characters that are given some good camera time. It's very much not a superhero story. It's very political. It's almost like The West Wing with Wonder Woman, sort of. Like, she's, it's very much her as a diplomat, her taking on diplomatic issues with the occasional supervillain thrown in. He tries to create a Lex Luthor type character for Wonder Woman. And I don't know what goes on there. It's like, it seems like he's going one direction, and then he flips directions, and then flips them again, and then she's just kind of forgotten about completely as the series wraps up. But,
well, he loved the political intrigue. I mean, his Winter Soldier stuff was all that. It was not superhero. Yeah. It was all super spy and James Bond.
Yeah, like, it's a good run. It's a good, solid run. The art is pretty good. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I don't know that I'd put it up there as one of my favorite runs, but it's, well, you know, oh, well, sure. I mean, it's no
Wonder Woman.
Perez. It's no Perez Wonder Woman, but.
See, I never read that one either.
Yeah, see, that I loved that one. And Phil Jimenez's run is good, and I even kind of like the Byrne run on Wonder Woman, with some notable storyline exceptions. But
I love the Byrne run on Wonder Woman.
Yeah, like,
so
it's kind of fun. But it's, Rucka's run is good. It's worth a read for sure.
Okay.
You just, yeah, it's worth a read. I would love, and maybe the interview is out there, I would love to hear an interview with him that talks about his work on Wonder Woman and what he was thinking and what he was hoping for and how it ended, and again, what he was thinking as it ended.
Yeah, interesting.
Because he seemed to be all on board the Infinite Crisis train. Like, he was, you know, he was part of 52. He was still deep in with DC at that point. But it, Infinite Crisis really, really derailed his Wonder Woman run.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, like, huge. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But it was good. It was a good little reread. A good reread.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
See, I'm rereading Avengers Forever right now. That's my reread book.
That's a good one.
Oh, man.
I haven't,
you know,
reread,
I started
that one in a while.
That's the, it's, I finally, good. I've never finished that.
Really?
I started it and something happened and I didn't get back to it, but I really, and it might be because I'm not that big of a history buff as far as Marvel goes, but I found it really hard to understand what was going on.
Well, it's Busick. Busick loves words. I mean, the guy will, he will cram, you know, 150 words onto a page easily, maybe 300 words if he could. But he's lucky enough to have an artist who can be really tight on the book. So he can do it. I mean, oh my God, Astro City is, I had to stop reading Astro City because I just got so tired of all of the the talkity talk.
Yeah, see, that I usually don't have trouble with that with him. I know he does that, and I mean, you got a book like The Autumn Lands, that's got a lot of talk in it, whole lot of talk, and I don't know, maybe it's because, I don't know, the characters are his, I guess, and it's easier for me to take, I don't know,
Avengers Forever, despite, you know, kind of like you, I think I probably have a better affinity for Marvel history stuff than the 70s and 80s on Marvel, maybe even some of the 60s stuff than you might, but he does at least make it accessible. It's not like he throws, you know, little moments at you and goes, well, you better understand this. He actually gives context, but his way of giving context is to do a little side box, you know, someone talking
right.
telling you what it is that you're seeing, which is fine for this kind of series because it is all about the history of the Avengers from even including all of the what if versions of the Avengers that are out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping that those epic collections I've been getting, help me with that. They've been putting out, I was getting every one that came out, but they started putting out two or three a month and you just can't keep up with them. So,
I recommend the series, but it's particularly.
Well, I bought the trade for that very reason. It was one of the only books of his that I haven't read, and I got started on it. Something came up, and I never went back to it.
Well, it's Pacheco.
I kept going back and was like reading pages again. I'm like, I just don't get this. I just don't get it. So I'll have to go back and try that again.
Put in your big boy pants. Okay, go.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And the other one, and I know I tried to record it, and I'm gonna try again, see if I don't script the recordings. I'm gonna present all the Vision issues, which are I reread all the 10 that are out there, and they are so good. Tom King is a master.
I'm really enjoying all his stuff.
I want to be Tom King when I grow up. He is so good.
Yeah, he's good.
His Omega Men stuff was awesome. His Vision stuff is great. The stuff
I liked the Omega Men, but it was hard to follow for me too. For some reason, I don't know. It was maybe it was too cerebral for me every time I tried to read it. I don't know, but I did like it though. So
his Grayson stuff was great.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I heard when I heard it. Is he the one doing Nightwing right now?
No, it's Tim Seeley.
Tim Seeley, okay.
No, they were co-writing Grayson, Tim Seeley and Tom King.
Yeah, that's right. That's why when I heard that Seeley was doing it, I felt okay about it because I knew they were working on that.
Yeah.
The other one together. So yeah, good stuff.
He is going to be doing the next big. I said it many, many months ago, but he will be doing the next big DC thing, so whatever.
I would imagine. Yeah,
he's doing Batman, of course. Duh, that's where he's right now.
Yeah, his Batman. I'm not liking it quite as much as Snyder's, but it's still good. I'm
a fan of the Gotham and Gotham Girl, and
I don't know. I'm not sure where they're going with that, but it's still good stuff. I like the Batman in Detective Comics better than that one, actually.
And you definitely like the All-Star one much better than
All-Star. Oh, that's a great book. That's just, like, way out there.
Hey, speaking of Batman, did Dark Knight 3 number whatever ever come out, the latest issue? Or I haven't looked on the internet, but I don't know when the last.
Let me look. I just saw a picture of what's his name again?
Dark
on
Knight
Batman Day.
3?
Let me look. No. That book that
the Frank Miller representation, the third series of his Dark Knight.
The last one came out was number 5.
Really? When did that come out? It's gotta be
Wow. It's been a while. Yeah, the 5 issues have come out. I don't remember when the last one came out.
Slow burn.
Slow burn.
No, I think it's because of Miller's health, really.
Oh, I see.
What?
That he's sick, so it's coming.
Oh.
He looks really bad. I mean, he looks like he's just about dead already. It's terrible. I hate to say it, but he looks terrible.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm looking at the back of it, trying to figure out when it came out. Lara, number one. That was actually kind of cool. Come on.
My wife and kids are... Sounds like Julie Andrews singing in the other room, but I don't know what they're watching. I'm like, what the hell? I wish it were Mary Poppins, but I don't think it is.
Five's been out. Oh, August is...
Victor Victoria.
The cover date is August 2016, so that's probably...
Probably not Victor Victoria, not with the girls.
Anyway.
All right, sorry. I got...
Oh, that's cool.
I'm easily distracted by... Whatever the hell is going on.
Show tunes?
Yes. Show tunes, yes, that's it. I'm a show tune.
Anyway.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff out there right now.
Yeah.
Marvel, DC,
I really enjoyed that. Oh, sorry.
Not just the slow burn with Marvel's Civil War II, which has produced decent political and psychological arguments over the last couple of months within the books. I think. The comic book community couldn't give a shit, but
yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you guys about the new Suicide Squad. What do you think about it?
All I know is the spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well, I actually
in the latest
first...
issue, yeah, there's a in Suicide Squad. There's a death. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's a shocker, isn't it?
Number two.
Whichever one came out the same day that Detective Comics came out.
That'd be number two then, yes. I guess I'm gonna have to just have to read it eventually and see who the big death was.
It's surprising.
Oh my god. I haven't read it, so it's no big deal.
I know that they've got Batman joining the Suicide Squad in the later.
Yeah, days. Waller gets him to help. I forget what the deal was. Maybe I need to buy that next issue after all.
That's a disappointing death.
Oh, you just spoiled it?
Spoiled it for myself.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
But maybe it ties into your theory.
It may, though. This is pretty graphic where there's just boots with smoking... flesh coming. Well, actually, they don't show flesh. It's just the boots are smoking. So it could.
Ooh, smoking boots. Could be dust. Could be.
I think it could fit in with my theory. You're absolutely right. It would not shock me if the character that dies pops up in my fevered theory.
Yep.
He's popular.
Oh, I agree with you.
It's a popular character. It's a character that's featured semi-prominently in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a shock.
Right.
I think we're spent.
Yeah.
I
gotta go have dinner.
Alright.
God, it is late for you guys. I forget sometimes.
I know. So late. I gotta read some history textbooks.
Oh, no.
I know.
I got comics to
That's
finish.
What I'm really reading right now. I am reading about Canadian
I'm
history.
Probably gonna...
Woohoo.
History of what?
History of Canada before Canada was Canada.
Huh. Okay.
So when the
before Canada
came,
was Canada.
Well, you know, like grade 8 is all about how Canada became a country, and it's kind of interesting. And grade 7 is all about the time before that. So settlers coming in and doing terrible things to the indigenous people, and the French and the English fighting, and
that's just North American history.
Well, it is, but it's anyway. Anyway,
you're asking about the Dark Knight 3.
Was it?
The director's cut of number 1 came out this week.
Oh, well, I will have to go right out and not buy that.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
All right, well, go wake yourself up with Canadian history, Marie.
I totally
go, will. Go catch up on all the rebirth and Civil War stuff, Chris. And I'm gonna gonna find out what show tunes are going on in the other room.
All right, then. Do that.
Perfect. All right.
You taught me flying the latest Suicide Squad. I'm purchasing it right now.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, done. Okay, good deal. All right, as always, you can join us on our Facebook page, or you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there, or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think. And
ooh, yeah.
Let's see, who else? Now my boss is listening to this, I found out, my last meeting.
Good job.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't talk anything bad about him, huh?
Like
anyway.
He gave me a crap assignment. Oh, I mean...
No, I'm happy about that, trust me. Anyway, anyway, that's about it for this week. Until next time. And we are out.
Alrighty.
Gentlemen, enjoy your...